This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Roy Beck, Executive Director at Numbers USA. We want to get his reaction to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling a town hall-style meeting in San Francisco that she wants to see a much different policy in terms of enforcing America's immigration laws. She basically says that workplace and home raids break up families and should not be conducted anymore. She, in fact, calls them un-American. And Roy, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Greetings to you.
Oh, what's your reaction to those comments from the speaker, perhaps the most powerful legislator in America?
Well, they're very disconcerting. It suggests that the speaker has taken a very radical position on immigration, but it's a position that is held by a lot of leaders in Washington right now. We've got a big polarized issue here where one group of America's leaders don't really believe that immigration laws are legitimate. They do not believe that our national community and our own workers and working families should be protected by immigration laws. You've got the Congressional Hispanic Caucus that's just met today on Wednesday with President Obama, asking for him to stop enforcing immigration laws at the workplace. And then you've got the Speaker Pelosi making these comments. I mean, what they're saying is, people in other countries have a right to come in here and take jobs from American workers. And there's no other way to look at that. We got 12 million American workers looking for a job, cannot find one. Another 8 million American workers are looking for a full-time job or forced to work part-time. That's 20 million American workers. Obviously, every illegal alien holding a job and every new federal worker that's imported is making it that much more difficult for Americans to have jobs. So you've got one group of people saying, no, these jobs belong to the world. And then you've got another group of people who are saying, no, we should. That's why we've always had immigration laws, and we should enforce the laws, protect our own workers.
What has the impact been, Roy, of increasing raids? We've seen it especially in the workplace, but also it happens from time to time in residences. Pelosi obviously says she's worried about it breaking up families. What's been the larger impact on communities and states?
Well, first of all, Pelosi is just wrong. People, the rules of ICE is they do not bang down doors. They don't barge in the middle of the night on routine raids. She's kind of describing something that's happened a few times in very exceptional cases. But one of the criticisms of these kinds of raids is that it doesn't net that many people. And that's true, both at the workplace and in neighborhoods. The numbers of people who are being deported is still quite small. But the publicity value is tremendous. And that's the reason why almost all estimates suggest that over the last 18 months, there's been anywhere from a net decrease of 300,000 to 1 million illegal aliens in this country. That is, our illegal population has decreased by 300,000 to 1 million people over the last 18 months, and that's happened because jobs are drying up, bad economy, and because there's more enforcement. And the fear that is spread through the illegal community is a positive thing. That's what you want with law enforcement. You want to have just enough law enforcement that people who are breaking the law begin to fear that they might get caught. So I would say that these raids, as few as there have been, have had very positive effects. And the thing that Pelosi says is bad, that is, it creates fear. Well, no, that's the point. That's the point of enforcement, is to create fear of being caught.
We're talking with Roy Beck, who's Executive Director of Numbers USA. And Roy, her comments may explain why there's still a lot of uncertainty over the fate of E-Verify in Congress. It wasn't in the final version of the stimulus package. The House, though, actually had it in there. The Senate took it out, and then it stayed out for the final compromise version. What are you hearing about the future of E-Verify, which obviously is used to make sure that workers in this country are, in fact, legal?
Well, one thing we know for sure is that when Pelosi and Senator Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, and President Obama's representative, when the three of those people went into a back room to hammer out what the final stimulus package would be, they took out E-Verify. So you know, it's not surprising to hear Speaker Pelosi saying she's not for enforcement. She made sure that stimulus jobs go to illegal aliens. I don't believe that the E-Verify is going to be allowed to be killed. I believe that the Pelosi and Reid are going to continue to extend it 4, 5, 6 months at a time, hoping at some point they can involve it in some big trade for a giant amnesty. But I think that states and businesses that are relying on E-Verify can be pretty sure that E-Verify is going to be around. What we'd like to do, though, is get it out of this political game playing and give it a 5 or 10 year extension and just move on.
Roy, you mentioned the fact this might be a quid pro quo for an amnesty package. We know that the Obama administration has been aggressive on a number of different policy fronts. Given the majorities and the margins in Congress right now, do you expect that to come in the next 2 years?
When you look at the political landscape, it's hard to believe that the president or the congressional leaders would be politically stupid enough to try to push through an amnesty. Why would you try to guarantee 7 million jobs to 7 million illegal aliens instead of giving Americans a chance at those jobs in really high unemployment? Nonetheless, after the Hispanic caucus visited President Obama on Wednesday, President Obama said that he is committed to working with the country of Mexico to get comprehensive immigration reform, which includes an amnesty and also includes increased foreign importation of foreign workers. So we're getting mixed signals. It's difficult to see how they could possibly ram an amnesty through this year. It's difficult to see why they would want to hurt themselves that politically that way. But the talk this week from the top leaders in the White House and Congress suggests that they actually are hoping to ram something through this spring. My organization opposes putting illegal aliens ahead of unemployed American workers. And the lesson that we're taking from these signals that are being sent from Pelosi and the White House is that we've got to keep our activists mobilized and fighting back right now, or we very well may see an amnesty attempt before the 4th of July.
Roy, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Roy Beck is executive director at Numbers USA. This is Dateline Washington.